He is Tim Sandquist. He is the first-year head men's basketball coach at Rock Valley College. Tim's team just captured the Region 4 title on Monday, and now they'll be playing another playoff game tomorrow at home for a chance to go to the Nationals. So, Coach, how are you doing this morning?
I'm great, Randy. Matt, how are you guys doing?
We're doing good. Before I look ahead, I want to look back. And first of all, again, this is your first year with RBC. Correct me if I'm wrong, this is your first year as a head coach at the college level, right? Because I know you had been assistant for quite a while.
Yeah, it is. I've been assistant for, over 10 years, and this is correct. This is my first head coaching job.
So kind of in retrospect now, I know we asked this when you were going into it back at the beginning of the season. How has it panned out as far as being a head coach compared to what you expected?
You kind of expect and know what to expect going into it, just having worked in it and seeing your bosses handle things, obviously. But, just like, any move up or any promotion or anything like that, any other line of work, things come at you a little faster and decisions are always, a little quicker. And ultimately, everything is on you at this point. And so there's some different emotions that come with that. There's a little bit more anxiety and a little bit, more ownership of things. But, it's been a lot of fun. And I had a great group of guys to coach, and they made the transition pretty easy.
How did the season progress in terms of what you had hoped it to be, in terms of win-loss record, how they grasped your system and all that, and if they're playing at their peak right now, as most people want to have that happen?
Yeah, I've before the season, you coaches always kind of look at their schedule, and they just, you kind of have, a kind of a win-loss, idea in your head, And, first semester, we were there kind of right where we thought, even though we dropped, a couple that we were right in the mix of, at the end of the game. And then second semester, ultimately we went 10-4 in conference, and those four losses were against Triton, who moved up to Division I, and now we lost twice to Milwaukee, who is no longer Division III, and they're moved up to Division II. So, we beat the teams we were supposed to beat, and, unfortunately, we lost to the teams some people might have said we should lose to. But we were competitive in those games, too, at times. And, ultimately, I think our guys really grasped what we were trying to do quicker than I thought. I mean, we were showing signs of that even way back in October when we were playing in our jamborees. And to me, the most gratifying part of it probably was how quickly the guys grasped our defense and showed a willingness and a want to play really good defense. And we've done that for the most part all year. So really happy with them. And how they reacted to a new staff coming in.
Talk a little about the Region 4 tournament you just got done then. By the way, you were named Region 4 Coach of the Year, so congratulations on that. Talk a little bit about the tournament and how they played and setting up for tomorrow's game.
Yeah, we won 7 of our last 8. We were in a little bit of a funk probably mid-January, early February. Obviously, Charles Burnell from East was out with a finger injury. We got him back, and we kind of like got back to ourselves a little bit, especially offensively, and been playing really well. And, in the region tournament, we shot it really well. Both nights, we shot it well from three. We shot it well from the free throw line. We got to the rim. We held both teams we played in the 60s, which is a fantastic stat. So I was really happy with our offense. We're playing really well. We're playing with a lot of confidence right now. Mm-hmm. Our defense has really carried us all year. And we're second in the country in opponents' field goal percentage this year. And our guys take a lot of pride in that. And to hold a team like Elgin, who's coming in averaging around, 86, 87 points a game, and, hold them to just 7 points in the final 8 minutes of the game is pretty outstanding.
Give me some names, some of the players. You mentioned Juan Burnell, but some of the other standout players and the guys that have kind of gotten you to where you are today.
Yeah, we really have three guys who've done that. And, obviously, it's a collective effort. Every single player on that roster has helped us at one point or another get to where we are. So not taking anything away from them, but we do have three guys who were recognized for some postseason awards. Nana Kadomayensu, first-year player, even though he's been in the program for 3 years, just had a complete breakout season and earned first-team N4C All-Conference. Recently named first-team All-Region. He averaged about 14-9. He had 9 double-doubles on the year. We had Josh Streeter from Rockford Lutheran. He was second-team All-Conference and named first-team All-Region. And then we had our point guard, Josiah Patton, who was named second-team All-Region, too. So, you know, those three guys, and there are three leading scorers, you know, have really been the three, you know, kind of cornerstones to what we're doing this year.
Now, tomorrow you've got Columbia State Community College at 3 o'clock here in town at the Physical Education Center. You'll be playing them for a chance to go to the NJCAA Nationals in Rochester, Minnesota. I looked at you did not play Columbia State this season, so what do you know about them, and what type of team are they, and how do you match up?
Yeah, you know, we've been watching film all week on them, and, you know, we only have one common opponent this whole year, and it was a game where you can't really, you know, get much from. So, you know, I think they're athletic. You know, I think they'll be able to match our athleticism. I think they're well coached. They are a bit undersized. I think their biggest guy they got is a 6'6 kid that doesn't really play a lot. So you're going to see some guys out there that are about 6'4, 6'3 trying to guard our 6'6, 6'7. But, you know, they play very hard. And this is a team, don't forget, that beat Joliet in this game last year in advance to the national tournament. So, you know, they have a couple guys back who have some experience with that. So, you know, we need to be ready to go, and I think our guys are up to the challenge.
You talk a lot about your defense, but offensively, then, is it a matter of just pounding it inside, then, if you've got that size advantage? Is that the strategy for tomorrow?
You know, yeah, you know, our fives do a really good job, to be honest, of just cleaning up the glass. You know, we do throw it into them pretty good. But, you know, we've got a really nice balance of, you know, we got some really quick guards, you know, Josh Streeter and Charles Burnell, Josiah Patton, and Terrence Lakes, who can really get to the line, you know, against pretty much anybody. And, you know, they all do such a great job of, you know, when a defensive player commits to them, they're looking for our fives and just easy dump down passes or an easy alley-oop and things like that. You know, they're, you know, probably need, you know, half of the credit for, you know, how well our forwards have played this year as well, with just being unselfish and getting them the ball and realizing, hey, you know, we have such a unique size advantage in most of our games that we need to take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm. And last question for you is, knowing what you know about the teams that are still left, if you were to win tomorrow and go advance to the Nationals, first of all, I guess before that, if you go to Nationals, how many games do you have to win there to be national champion? Is it just two or three, or how does that work?
You have to win three.
Okay.
You have to win three games.
Do you think, based on what you know of the opponents and the teams that most likely will be at Nationals, is this the team that you have right now that has ability to be a national champion?
You know, I think that's a little hard to say, you know, especially being my first year in this region and at the Division III level. And, you know, and more so, you know, most of those teams, you know, if we are fortunate enough to make it, are coming from the East Coast. They're coming from New York, New Jersey. So, you know, I don't know anything about them. Mm-hmm. They don't know anything about us. Sometimes there's not a lot of film on those teams if they don't live stream. So it's hard to say. You know, you can kind of go off record and their season box score, you know, to kind of get an idea of what they're trying to do. You know, but luckily we'd have about a week and a half break. So you can really try to dive in and just try to win that first game, you know, and that's kind of what our approach has been up until this point too, Randy, is, you know, at times when you're in a tournament and guys just see the whole bracket, it can at times become a little bit overwhelming. And, you know, as a coach, you never want that player to feel like that or feel like they're just in this, you know, there's so much pressure for this. You just have to break it down into one game. And that's the only thing we had on the whiteboard, was just our one bracket versus Hartford. And we are against Joliet. We beat Joliet. Then we had one bracket on there against Elgin. Now we just have one bracket on there against Columbus State. So we're just taking one game at a time. And, you know, we're going to have a lot of fun on Saturday. You know, I know our guys are going to come out and play hard. Hopefully have a really good crowd. Hopefully the local community comes out and supports us. And, you know, really, really looking forward to it. But, you know, we've just really spent a lot of time with Columbus State right now. And you know, with who we play out in region national tournament, it's hard to know even who we would play because, you know, once the eight teams all make it, they go reseed all those eight. So I don't even know what our seed would be if we do make it. So if we do win, maybe have me on next week and I maybe can answer that question a little bit better.
All right. Well, it's Columbus State again tomorrow at 3 o'clock at the Physical Education Center. We highly recommend, as Coach said, get out there, support the RVC Golden Eagles here. The shot to go to the Nationals. A record of 21-6 this year, 10-4 in the N4C. A great season, the first season for Coach Tim Stanquist. Tim, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Congratulations on a great season. And hopefully I'll be talking to you in a couple of weeks regarding a preview and maybe after the national championship.
Sounds great, guys. Thanks for having me on.